What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. We on Podsgiving episode 5. It's your host Neptune Jones, and today I'm joined by D-Nail,
What's up?
Wade Dollar Sign,
What's good?
and I'm gonna let our special guest for the evening introduce himself.
That's cold.
How's
Oh,
that?
that's cold. You were sounding all good like a hype man. You know what I'm saying? You want me?
All right, I
Nah.
got you. All right, our special guest for this evening is my actual brother, Big Skeet the Savage. What's good, my man?
You know what I'm saying? The one and only.
The one and only.
Try to let this nigga introduce himself. He talking about, nah, you do it. That's
You a
crazy.
sign of God? I'm talking about. You said D Money feels him. Light skin Chico. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
For the people that's watching the visuals, you want to explain why you shirtless today?
good, and I'm at home. Y'all want to see? Little glimpse. All right, not too personal. So that couch back there, it'll go down there sometimes, you know. Get a little.
Nigga, is that your phone going off?
Hey,
Nigga, mute your dang phone.
oh, them catering orders. Y'all want to see?
Oh my.
Hey, right into the first topic.
Right.
Guys, see, look, these nothing but messages from people that will hit me up about Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Because they see me acting a monster on there, boy.
Well, go ahead and shout out your little chef business
You know what
then.
I'm saying? Look, Sal's Kitchen 336. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You want private chef, private parties, weddings, bachelor pad. You know what I'm saying? Kids party. You know what I'm saying? Stripper party. Call you what? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna whip a little something up. You know what I'm saying? Just don't get sleepy, having fun. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how good the food is.
Now, you ain't one of them freaky deaky chefs, are you?
What you mean?
Like the dudes that be on Twitter, dipping the grapes in honey and cooking and all that for women and then stripping them naked afterwards.
I think that would be on some personal, you know what I'm saying? Now,
It's personal shit.
that's personal. Who does some freaky stuff like that?
Just making sure I ain't sending my viewers into nothing that, you know what I'm saying?
But if they want it, they can pay for it, right?
Depends.
You turning the money down?
How much money we talking?
It's your business. It's
I don't know how much money we talking.
It's
Shit, you let me know.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it.
I need a couple of thousands. I like to shop. I like to do a lot of things. She want the she want that slick nasty shit. I need you all right. Couple of hundreds ain't gonna do it. A couple of hundreds ain't gonna get you nothing but a little massage. Man.
Nigga twisting the nipples. He's a nasty man.
Oh my God.
But like Dina said, for the first time, we're gonna be discussing hood meals since you are a chef and all that. So, what is y'all favorite hood classic meal to cook?
They like when I cook that fish. They like when I let that motherfucker season. I'm talking about front and back. You know you got clean it and do your little thing with the knife and stuff first. When I season that motherfucker, I season with perfection, love, and let it fry and get all bubbly. And while it's frying, look how you want it. The way it come out, or you want it a little hard, you want it a little fry hard. Put that roll on there with them hush puppies and fries. How many rolls you want? One or two? You already, you said you was there when I won that trophy. You know what
I don't like the way you said that, though.
You won the
I'm
trophy.
saying?
Tell
He
us about the trophy, Xavier. Tell us about the trophy, Coach.
yeah, tell me about the
Host.
trophy.
Oh my. All right. So, you
Matter of
know me,
fact, they interviewed me out there too.
being the good brother that I am, you
You
feel
know what I'm
me?
saying?
he went to his first little food truck event, well, cooking event and all that. You know, it was a classic.
It was the second one.
Oh, well, second one.
He pulled up and showed love.
Pulled up, showed love, you know. I was the first customer, bought a couple plates, you know, desserts and all that. It was good. I should have rated it like Keith Lee, bro. It was fire, especially the fish. Oh, yeah. Nick came out, won a trophy and everything. I didn't even know they were handing out trophies. It's crazy.
I didn't either. They shot me. They were like, Sav Kitchen. At first, they said it wrong. They said something, Save Kitchen. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Somebody like, they talking about you, Sav's Kitchen. Well, I was like, it was a real trophy, too.
That's what's up.
He got the hardware.
What was the award like? Best food or best food? Yeah. What was the award or on the trophy?
Best food truck. Oh, I didn't even have a food truck. I was in a van.
Best food truck without the proper equipment.
Oh, yeah. That food was good,
man. Yeah.
What hood classic meals y'all cooking, Wade, D-Nell?
This shit finna be a two. Oh, man, I love, man, the fried bologna with the homemade potatoes. I mean, homemade french fries.
Okay.
Oh, that's new with the french fries. He said fried bologna. What you got, a little mayonnaise, a little mustard?
Nah, just the mayonnaise.
Oh.
Lightly, though, real lightly.
Real lightly.
Yeah, real. Yeah.
Don't want to overdo it for the blonde.
Taste that
burnt part.
Right.
Oh, they do beans and weenies. Can't go wrong with those.
All right, so when you do the beans and weenies, you just boiling your hot dogs and cutting them, or you sauteing some sausages and then dropping them in, draining a little grease juice out, drop them sausages. Yeah, I'm talking Roger Woods. Chop them down, let them saute for a little bit. Bring that grease out of that. Drop them in them beans. Let it simmer about like 10, 15 minutes. Drop some honey in them. What?
That's not hood. You just, you shit.
That is hood. Nobody thinking like that. That ain't that bougie.
Yeah, that's ingenuity, man. That's what hood niggas do. We think, you know.
Now, next level. If y'all want to go hood, I can make y'all swole. Don't ask how I know. Okay. Let me know when y'all ready.
Swole, man. I'm good on the swole. I'm good on the swole.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm good on the swole.
Don't ask me where I've been. Just know where I know how to make it.
That's fact. You're not where you used to be. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn. I'm about to say, my hood meal don't even take no damn cooking, really. We just making a sandwich over here.
Total lettuce, sandwich,
tomato, huh? Mayo, you know, your choice of meat, some white bread, and some chips.
I swear I thought he was about to say tuna.
You got to get the brioche bread right now.
Hey, I be getting called bougie because I'll go to Wegmans. And they got cheddar bread or cheddar jalapeno bread. Toasted a little bit. Lit.
What is that? Harris Teeter's?
Now, this is called Wegmans. You don't know about that.
It got very interesting. He said, toasted a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got toasted a little bit. A little bit butter.
You got to have a membership.
You want to toast it and soft at the same time.
It's already initial crunch.
It's that
salt crunch,
not that crunch.
Right.
But nah, Danielle, you don't need no membership to go to Wegmans.
You need a membership to go there. That's a fancy joint.
Oh, it's fancy.
I drive past it a lot.
Oh, bro, it's the best.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah, it's a grocery store. It's gonna raise some money now. It's a little bit. It's up there with Harris.
Where I live
at? A little bit more. You said what?
What this is the grocery store? Wegmans. Where y'all live at?
You know, ain't no projects in Chapel Hill.
That is a fact.
Big money, Wegmans.
That's crazy.
Actually, now I'm curious. Let me see where the nearest Wegmans is.
Wow.
I feel like you should be one out where you at too, Wade. You out, you say you a Zebulon.
What about make your own peanut butter jelly crackers with the Ritz crackers? Put the jelly on the peanut butter, little cracker. Bro.
If I'm gonna put it on a cracker, I'm gonna just go ahead and put it on a sandwich, bro. Come on, man.
I mean, but having a little several of them, like, you know how you make the peanut butter crackers, or you eat the peanut butter, but it got jelly on it, bro.
Yeah, that's nice.
That
you did that with
graham crackers. I go upstairs and just take the peanut butter and jelly down, get my spoon, and just kill a pack of crackers because you know they make them in little mini packs now. You know what I'm saying? They ain't in long. They in long, but they bust them down in variety packs now. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I got a question.
Got a little pack, man.
So hypothetically,
well, two episodes. Go ahead.
Hypothetically, Skeet, you got a woman coming over, high stature. What's your hood meal that you serving her?
Now, is we going for the gusto or we just chilling?
What you mean high stature?
You know, she kind of a little bougie, but you trying to GTD.
Get the draws.
You get draws. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm pulling out that pasta menu.
The pasta.
I'm gonna bust down like chicken pesto or Cajun. I'm gonna bust down a pasta because women like pasta. We got to bust the pasta down.
Why you be whispering when you describing this food? I don't like it, dog.
Just listen to me, you feel me? You gonna go to the grocery store, get everything you need. We're gonna do the Cajun chicken Spanish. You know what I'm saying? Get your Spanish, get your chicken. Get your little onion or whatever. Get home, pull your pants up. Now, if you're trying to get the draws, I advise you, go ahead and tell her to come over. Let her go ahead and start drinking some champagne or whatever, wine. A little liquor, tequila, you know. You know what I'm saying? Better watch you cook it. Because she ain't got nothing else that's going to drink. Now, if you cookie, then she come over, I feel like rushing it. Because when she come on, she's like, hey, y'all gonna sit down and eat, talk. Now let her watch you cook, because that way when we all about time to eat, she ought to be a little tipsy, right? Watch you cook and boil the noodles, saute that spinach, saute that chicken and season it real good. You know what I'm saying? Let it simmer. After the noodles boil, put it all together, put that heavy cream over it. Season it some more. Make sure you season it real good, because if you don't season it real good, it's going to taste plain. You know what I'm saying? Put that Parmesan cheese over it. Put that thing up. You know what I'm saying? Get your little corn on the cob. Women like broccoli with the cheese on it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever vegetable you're going to go with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, make sure it look pretty. By the time you fix her plate, sit the plates down, y'all have a little drink. She already tipsy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I like this play.
At the same time, she's still drinking that wine while y'all eat. Draws off. She probably ain't got no draws on. I'm gonna keep it hot with you. Nah, it is nowadays.
Draws off.
Draws. Got the draws. Got the draw shoot. Draws off already.
Non-existent.
Draws is off already, so it's like, you know how it is nowadays. Shit, that's how I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I feel okay.
The draw's off already. Eric, you just got to slide it up. Y'all get to drinking some more wine. Make sure you on the tequila, though. You know why. Then, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you on the tequila. Let her drink a little wine. Y'all get to kiss and enjoy. You in there. But if you want to make stuff a little interesting, call me and get a sex toy. I sell the roses, you know what I'm saying? All colors.
I was going to ask about that.
You know what I'm saying?
But you still doing that?
Yeah, that boy, I make a lot of money off them, boy.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
Honestly, I could quit my job and just sell sex toys.
It sells itself.
Crazy.
There's some nasty women out here, but they horny. I'm like, this proves it all, that women is more horny than we are. And they say, all we want to do is fuck. 9 times out of 10, they the old lady's sex drive higher than yours. Just got to break the bubble.
Break the bubble.
Yeah, we know you've had some weird customers, huh, Skeet?
Yeah. I done got cussed out by diggers and jump. Like, why you sell my old lady the rose? Like, whoa, I'm doing you a favor. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to turn your sex life up. I used to threaten niggas like, man, come. I used to be on the block like, y'all buy y'all old lady or y'all buy y'all side bitches some roses before I do it. You don't want me to sell it to them.
Not the side chick. She's not supposed to be the priority.
You see all this chocolate?
That's why you got to get her the sex toy.
Tyree sold dresses. I sold roses.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, women gonna buy more stuff than dudes anyway.
Don't let my girl say, "Oh, she fine. It's on."
There you go.
Now we got two women, two roses, and one man in one room with one mic.
With one mic,
one mic. All I need
are you
one
saying
mic.
That? Are you saying that you shoot the OnlyFans?
I need to start one, don't
I? Nah, I don't know what you're asking me.
Off this body of mine, see all that chocolate.
Look, I'm your brother, but I will never promote your shit like that.
My only fan page will be called Willy Walker the Chocolate Man. Nigga.
To the next topic, we go.
Willy Walker.
We're not even finna do that. So,
Willy Walker Chocolate Man.
Besides rapping, selling sex toys,
Willy Walker.
No, shut your ass up. Besides. Besides cooking, selling sex toys, you are also a rapper.
So let me tell you how that happened, right? With the fan base. I did a rapping thing for fun. Come to find out, I can actually rap a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But only when I'm drunk, and I don't even drink like that. I know y'all see the bar back there, but that's decoration.
Okay. So, how do you feel about local rappers in High Point and the Greensboro area?
There's some great talent out here in our city. Some great talent.
To hear Darnell tell it, I hate the local rappers.
I'm not the only one that say that, but the other guy got fired, so I don't even know if I should be saying that.
Hello, he got fired for what?
Nah, he didn't get fired for saying it.
I'm wanting to call people out, you know? Some of the local rappers are trash.
You've been saying high school, though.
You said what?
You've been saying this since high school.
I mean, and I'm speaking the truth.
Who, though?
Uh-oh.
We're not finna do that. High Point has evolved, and a lot of you niggas carry guns now. I like to come home.
Oh, that's right.
But, you know, I listen to a couple of your songs, you know.
Oh, everybody from my hood, from Keep It to Five Punts, they can rap. You know what I'm saying?
No comment. I listen to a couple of niggas
that can rap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I listen to a couple of your songs, and on the song Hell Yeah, you said, the way you get it in, you should be a Mexican. What did you mean by that?
Oh, when I said... The way I get it in, I should be a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
But I said that because, you know, you hear the bag.
I hear it. And the only reason I ask that is because, you know, all my life I've known you, you never took Spanish.
Where the good bud come from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm reading in between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you have a Mexican catchphrase. Do you mind sharing that with the people?
Damn.
It'll come out apparently. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I need you to repeat the full phrase.
No. It'll come out eventually.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's only for me, though.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean in Spanish?
And don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. That's plug talk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I have another song lyric that you said in Keep Calling My Phone. Mm-hmm. You said, with a thick red bone, she gonna stuff the dope in her butt crack. Now, that don't sound too sanitary.
Got to get away.
Got to get away.
Got to get away.
Applause that man.
Got to get away. What'd you say? We got to make it home.
We got to make it home.
Put it in your booty, girl. You know what I'm saying?
And then, but then, is that sanitary for the customers?
They ain't gonna know all that. They don't know who. But by that time, I done refreshed it.
You ever seen that Drewski meme?
What is that?
We got him.
Got him. We fucking got him.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Holy smokes. Now I like that song Back on My Bullshit.
You know, you gotta play that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can argue with your girl, just play that song. She's gonna be like, "Daddy, I'm sorry."
Well, the type of women that Darnell, you know, talks to don't really listen to hood music.
What you listen to, Darnell J. Cole?
They might be into country.
Yeah, you know, he's a milk bunny connoisseur.
Oh, so you listen to Nelly, Country Grammar?
Holy shit! No. I'll listen.
You know, like, nobody. Hannah Montana country mode. Okay.
No, man, come on. So
you like Pink Toes, don't you? I wear the little cowboy boots.
It's a nice little aesthetic, you know.
Y'all got to watch him.
I do follow this one girl on Instagram. She be listen out to him. She catch these big ass catfish with her hands. She be out in this muddy ass water in a bikini just catching catfish.
What else can she do?
I don't know, man. I'm followed. I'm trying to see. That's why I'm following.
Yeah, man, tuned in.
I'm tuned in. Yeah, shout out. I think they're like something Banner, Baron, something. I don't know. Something like that. That's the last name. Hannah Baron. That is something.
You good?
Catfish.
Yeah, he funny as hell.
Nah, but you know, Skeet, you know, the main thing, you know, I like in the girl is, you know, the fact that she likes me. I think that's the
So you don't discriminate?
Nah, I do discriminate, but like, you know,
I need me a fat ass with some big ass titties.
Both of them.
Natural. None of that fake booby shit that be sticking up, nipples be pointing like this. None of that stiff fake butt that can't.
Yeah.
If that ass can't wobble like water.
Yeah. I like the motion of
stiff booty. You might get stuck. Sure
okay.
Like me.
So since you're taking it there, that was your topic that you chose to discuss. You can't stand fake aesthetics. And why is that?
Because what the hell you was thinking? You should have ate right. Took your ass to the gym, do those squats, eat that cornbread like you're supposed to, and just keep it in form. You know what I'm saying? Or go get Dapper. But you want to go get a BBL. Now your ass don't match your legs. And some of them don't even be perfect. It be wobbled. Little square looking like Patrick's stomach. Matter of fact, my stomach. You know what I'm saying? Like, ew, what happened there? They don't take care of it. They don't go to the gym like they're supposed to and work it out. They just think they get it done. And no, your legs look like toothpick with Patrick sitting in the back. Just imagine Patrick the star walking on two picks. Nobody don't want that, man.
Patrick the star. I got.
No, I know. I girl. Know when they sit down, it feel funny.
And they gotta watch that thing too. I don't know how to do that.
Nothing say they gotta watch that.
Yeah, they gotta watch that thing.
My thing
you gotta
is,
watch that thing.
My thing is, how you watch all that ass? Like, something don't sit.
Yeah,
because
if it's not your natural ass, then it's your not, natural if, arms can't reach back there.
No, let's say her ass already fake.
Right.
Big as hell.
Uh-huh.
You got a nerd that had long fingernails. How is you wiping that ass completely clean when you get off the toilet?
They're not.
Nasty bitch.
They're not.
Oh, you nasty bitch.
Oh, I'd go as far as to say they probably don't even wipe when they got the long fingernails because you know you got to get some on the nails. And who's spending extra time in the sink?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. Going to the no, sink.
That's
the
why I tell niggas don't holler at girls with super long fingernails because unless they wrap the tissue around their fingernails. But if they got them pointy fingernails.
You know, I ain't got to worry about it. But like, damn. I don't see a solution.
I want to ask a female, like, was your butt flat? We could have worked that out. But some people, there's some girls out here that already had fat asses and went to go add extra and fucked it all up.
Yeah, that's just greedy. Just greedy.
Now, my thing is, they're going to spend about 10, 20,000, maybe 40 on their ass.
Crazy.
But your apartment look crazy.
Ain't been to the dentist.
Been to the doctor, probably. Coochie probably stink.
But that ass, man, though.
Your ass costs more than what your life is.
Man.
You know the check engine.
Bitch, where your kids at?
Yo, it's getting deep in here, man.
I'm about to say, you got a real hatred for the fake butt, don't you?
Yeah. It's getting deep. They're doing stupid shit.
The booty costs more than your life, bitch. Damn.
I wonder if they sell a coochie. Because how you making that money back? First of all, females don't even like to spend that type of money unless they already got it. But they got to do what they got to do. But when your kids get asked for shit, why you telling them no? You spent about a lot of money on that ass. It didn't even come out right.
Who hurt you with a BBL, dog?
No, I just see it in a strip club. That shit be pissing me off. I don't want to throw no money on you.
Yeah, I got a long lap dance from this girl.
Like, why y'all let this bitch strip in here with that fake ass? They ain't even shaped right. There's some BBLs out there that's right. You know why they right? Because they go work out like they're supposed to.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying?
She was wearing cowgirl boots, too.
Squat. What you talking about?
The stripper I got a long lap dance with, she had BBL, fake ass, and tits.
But it was perfect.
Nah, well, it was perfect until I felt it because I thought the tips was just perfect. And I was like, but you know, I touched them and then I felt the implant. And I was like, oh, it kind of let me down. Still nice.
Was it?
It is. I felt that. I don't, yeah, silicone. I mean, I don't know what the options are.
What the ass feel like?
Oh, the ass? Yeah, it felt. It's a brick. Yeah, yeah. Exactly like that dude said. Like,
that's a brick. Just... Yeah. Did you tell her that, though?
Nah, I didn't.
I would have told her, like, get the fuck off me. Matter of fact.
Nah, man, I got the long lap dance. I just, you know.
I would have been like, here. That's all you get for the night.
I was already back there.
So, would y'all rather fake ass or fake tits? Which one is, like, worse?
Well, this is going to be some good editors on this video, but
I'd rather it be fake ass than fake tits.
No, yeah. I'd rather for your titties be fake.
Yeah. You lucky having a hard time deciding.
Who, me or D-Wade?
I'm doing fake ass.
You want the fake ass?
I like.
What if you get the wrong, but because the natural's out there, boy. It ain't nothing like a soft. Like my bitch got a soft, fat ass. Natural. I'm talking about all that natural. I built that ass.
Beater and beater. You sound like the better and better. Friday.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
But like, dude. Ain't nothing like some soft tits, though, man.
Yeah, those pillows, like.
Yeah, that's why the. You right. Well, I guess like some real titties.
Real titties, man. Cause like fake titties can get crazy.
But if I have to choose, I need that real natural fat ass.
I need them real tits, man. A bosom.
I need it.
Fuck them titties. I got titties, baby.
That's crazy. So we've been asking people a question as well on every episode because somebody happened to say something. If you could eat 48 of anything, what you eat?
Oh, my God.
Don't choose corn dogs. That's already taken.
I eat the stuffed glizzy is wild, boy.
Hey, listen. It's your boy D-Nail.
We're not talking about that right now. We're talking about what you gonna eat.
Hold the fuck up.
He's 848.
He's smothered glizzard, boy.
Bro, I know I said mini corn dogs. The small version.
Out there eating little weeds, little glizzlies.
But that don't make it no better.
I'm busting down them nuggets from McDonald's with that ranch and hot mustard. I heard about the new sauce, but I can't find the new sauce. They always say, we ain't got no more. So I'm still busting down that hot mustard and ranch. This is how I know I can eat 48 niggas. I'll go to the club in high school. I ain't had no business out there. But this McDonald's, it used to be this club called...
The Q Club?
No, damn, I forgot the name of the club. But anyway, it had that McDonald's right there on 68. And McDonald's had this big-ass sign, 50 wings for $20 type shit. One day, I said, shit, I want 50-piece nugget, hot mustard ranch. Homeboys didn't order nothing because they thought that shit was – I ordered that shit for us. Because they put them in tens. You know what I'm saying? They were looking at me, I was like, why y'all ain't getting that? They were like, shit, I thought you were ordering for that. I'm like, hell no, nigga, I'm about to eat these. The fuck you talking about?
You ordering like big smoke. That's what you're doing.
I ordered a 50-piece nugget, and y'all thought I ordered for the game? Hell no. That's for me. Baby. Luckily, we all stayed at Five Points, but luckily it was a McDonald's at Five Points, because they were mad as hell. They were like, bro, for real? You order 50 piece nuggets for yourself? I said, what the fuck you thought this was? Fries. I ain't gonna lie. I had 40. I had like 40, 47. Because I eventually gave them one nugget a piece.
One nugget a piece?
Man, 5 points in McDonald's. They better, you know what I'm saying?
You get back a 50 piece nugget. With a fry. Do you hear yourself?
Bro. Shit, I should have let them order first. They thought I ordered a 50 piece and thought I was going to split it. Man, hell no, this ain't that. That was an amazing deal, nigga. 50 piece for $20, you can't beat that. I had a 20 too in my tax. You know what I'm saying? I wonder why my one of my homeboys like get sweet and sour sauce. That sweet and sour sauce is good, but I ain't what I want. That hot mustard ranch, but you know what I'm saying? What y'all eating 48 of, man? We got Darnell. You look like a corn dog with a red hat on, boy.
Yo, come on, like pause. What does that mean?
I see why you picked the corn dogs. I'm gonna show you what you look like for real. I'm gonna pull my big tablet out so the world can see.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna pull the big boy out,
bro.
I can remember my password.
Called you a corn dog with a hat on.
I don't like this topic, man.
Hey, no.
It's too late. Y'all done got me started.
Oh, man. It's like 48 chicken wings or something like that.
Yeah, I said 48 nuggets from Longhorns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Longhorn got nuggets?
They got like little buffalo nuggets.
Appetizer thing.
Chicken bites.
Yeah. That's fat nigga connectivity right there. He recognizes
he knows every different form of chicken nuggets, but I can't enjoy corn dogs. Like, this is crazy.
It's because you said corn dog and not mini corn dogs.
Bro, whatever, man.
If you would have said mini, we would have understood because they don't have the stick that you can hold.
Yes, that's wild.
I don't know if y'all remember this show. Oh, shit.
He about to show us something crazy, dog.
I don't know if y'all remember this show.
Sorry about to hurt my feelings.
Y'all probably don't, because this show was out when I was like in second grade, first grade type shit. You know what I mean? It's actually a show. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be Caillou.
Now, that's funny. Like, you let them get on you like that?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on, what you say?
You let them get on you like that?
What they say?
This is a roasting podcast. We get on each other.
Right.
Well, I'm about to start something.
Wayne head. That's not funny.
Nah, but the show, it's a little cartoon that used to come on Nickelodeon.
That's not funny at all.
Bro,
that's...
if you post that on your Facebook, they'll think you made that cartoon. Because y'all generation never seen that cartoon before.
And you got the red on, too.
Yo, that's what... And you talking about corn dogs with ketchup.
He closed the tablet.
Now let's rethink this. Corn dogs?
Bro.
You could have said pigs in a blanket or something.
Yeah, that sounds better.
That's the breakfast.
Blizzy in a blanket.
Blizzy in a blanket is crazy.
Bro, like why? A hot dog is like, it's pretty good, man. I'm about to defend hot dogs.
Bro. It's the fact you said corn dogs, they have sticks in them. You gotta hold them like this.
Bro, next time you see me, bro, I hope we go to like a fair or something together or something. I'm gonna order 6 corn dogs and hold them like
little corn dogs even longer. Pause.
Bro, every time I go to cookout, I get a corn dog as a side.
I ain't gonna lie, I do too.
But 48 of them?
40.
That's wild.
That's the point. It's
that's
48.
Wild.
You got 48 corn dogs lined up in front of you. You got to eat them back to back.
Y'all had that good burger at Arby's. Tell me about it. What a lie.
I ain't trying that.
Bro, you gonna be the first one.
I have heard it's good.
People been saying it's delicious.
If it was good, you would have had it already.
What you get from Arby's that's good other than them curly fries?
Everything they got is good. Keep it real with you. The roast beef sandwich with the cheddar cheese.
With that horse what? That horse sauce.
I don't get the horsey sauce. I don't get the horsey sauce.
What sauce you get?
Arby sauce. It's kind of like a Polynesian.
The sauce you should get at Arby's is the Arby sauce.
Yeah, I don't get the horsey sauce. Everything they got is good, though. Because it's always fresh.
Yeah. This is buffalo is good too.
And Arby's own everybody too.
Like who?
You'd be surprised. It's a long list. It's like Subway.
Oh, that's why they still live there.
They just bought Subway. I think they own Hardee's, Carl's Jr., Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a whole list, bro.
McAllister. I hate Buffalo Wild Wings. I hate them.
Ain't been in years though.
I hate them.
Yeah, what you call it? Got that bread?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about, Skeet?
I like my pig.
Shout out to the pig.
I need strippers to start back getting licky. Carolina need to break that law.
Yo, you ever been to Southside Johnny's?
Yeah, man, they got one stripper pole in there.
Yeah.
What you doing in there?
Man, that's like a pirate hideout, man.
One of the hoodest strip clubs ever.
A pirate hideout. That place, like, man.
I know what you be doing on your free time, boy.
Well, I just started.
Let's talk about it.
I just started running around.
Darnell, it sounds like you be tricking, boy.
No, I don't be tricking. I mean, when I go to strip club, that is tricking, but that's like acceptable tricks.
Tricking is you getting it too.
Oh, I think they just
spending.
They do it because they like me though. So, I think they really like me.
So they let you smack the cheeks?
Once or twice.
Oh, you tricking. Trickmaster Mail.
Oh, man.
Hey, you do look like T.I. because it ain't tricking if you got it.
He put my hat on sideways.
Take the glasses off.
Oh man,
your glasses off is crazy.
I'm gonna put mine on,
bro.
See, I knew that was coming. I said, I can't take the glasses off. I can't do it.
They're gonna be on your ass. We're gonna
post a picture of Arthur without the glasses next to me or something.
Take a look, it's in the book, The Reading Rainbow. Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie. This song used to go hard. I ain't gonna lie. Couldn't stand the show sometimes because I ain't like to read until I find out reading is something important. I should have read out loud in class. These people know I can read now.
Was you an Island type of nigga back in the day?
What that mean?
Like you read it like Island, but you said Island when you was reading.
Nah, I knew it was Island.
You said
nigga tried to call my
brother. Now look. Before I embarrass myself, I'll go ahead and ask, what's this word? I'm one of them. What's this word? I'll be reading and be like, what's this word? I don't even try to pronounce it. Just tell me what it is. I'm going to say it. I know how to say it. Just tell me the word before I even be like, Islam.
Yeah.
But say a word, you know what I'm saying? But look, though, right? This what used to piss me the fuck off. Look, hold on. But this shit used to piss me the fuck off, right? Feed my dog.
Shout out to the dog.
Right? Now, right.
How the hell?
Y'all hear me?
Smoking? Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I must have hit the table too hard. Look, all right, so you know how phone is spelled FH. Now, hush, smart asses. I already know. Look at him. He ready. My brother ready to say something. I know. Right? I already know the situation. But in the text message, I don't give a fuck. I put F-O-N-E.
Right.
See, the teacher fucked up. I got my ass whooped because the teacher taught me wrong. Because now that I'm older, these motherfuckers been teaching me wrong the whole time. They said, as you see it, what you see, sound it out. However it sounds, you know they used to give you a practice test at the beginning before the real test with the spelling words and shit. So I was one of those.
Nigga stupid.
I was one of those like sitting there like.
This nigga was out here saying P-hole.
Phone. Phone. I spelled it the way it sounds. She said spell it the way it sounds. That's what she said. So I was like, okay. What the fuck that sound like? Phone. F. Nigga, what the fuck? It's a PH. So when I seen the word, when I seen the word and I was reading and that word came up, I said, pwn.
Because she said, sounded out.
That's the day I embarrassed myself. So that's what made me go from what's that word instead of sounding out. Because this lady told me, I ain't going to say the teacher name. She fine as hell, though. I was in the fourth grade. I went to fourth grade because of her. But you know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all probably know now. But don't say her name, though. Bro, she said, sound it out. I'm a sound. It's a couple of words that spelled funny that shouldn't be spelled the way they fucking spelled. That's how I felt. I don't give a fuck what y'all smart asses say. AB Honor Roll, AP students.
What? You stand by that too, don't you?
Yep. Cause look, deep down in my heart, y'all weren't fucking with me in math and science.
Thoughts on.
Coach Hargett, I'm gonna make sure he see this. Coach Hargett will tell you that I was a fool in math. Yeah, y'all had that basketball coach. What's his name? That looked like Tom Hanks from Forrest Gump.
James.
Yeah, there you go. I think Wade played basketball. That's how he know. Then he teach a little class. Man, yeah. Look. Algebra was the first one I like. Mathematics. Yeah, algebra, mathematics, and geometry, whatever that shit called.
What?
Yeah, you know geometry, but yeah, you know the math.
No. Come on, bro.
What was it?
You, geometry, nigga?
Okay, I said it right. All right. What they teach you in science.
All right.
It makes sense, right?
Okay. I'm going to let you have it.
Because you got to know math to know science a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I was a fool in science. I already knew what the measurement was. We ain't going to say why. But it was easier that way listening to the rap songs. Because they already doing the math for you.
They're doing the math.
They're doing the math. So I used to pass the test using street math. It made sense.
I fucks with it.
Being science class point. Yeah, right here. This right. Because everybody didn't know what 1/4 was. I couldn't wait. I was in high school, couldn't wait to get the math class or science. Boy, I show off on it. Because everybody had me beat in little reading classes and shit. Now, science, history and civics. You feel me? So after I learned what the fuck, how you got to get to the next grade, I had to tighten up because I had to take history twice and I took civics 3 times.
Okay.
But as I took them shits, I began to like it. So right now, if we have a civics or history contest, I'm going to win that shit.
I'm not even going to try you, dog. You got it.
We can go all the way back to the 1700s. I'll bust it down.
Yo.
I don't remember names, but I remember the stories.
We got to get some order around here.
But yeah, hey, you and D-Nell, y'all got to go back and forth. You know, he graduated like a 4.10 or something.
Here he goes. I'm how you exit this thing? I could tell he ready to preach.
No, we got you know, rap, final words, final remarks.
Yeah, we got closing statements.
Yeah, the musicians can come, dog. Yeah. Bro, this is the entrepreneur episode, man. Everybody gets your hustle on like Big Ski, dog. I think that's the moral of the story. That's the moral of the story. Get your hustle on. Best
y'all about to go to bed?
Out the minivan.
Y'all about to go to bed?
Nah. We work.
Y'all ain't trying to hop on Warzone, man?
Yeah, give me
I'm
some
on meat. Fortnite. I'm on no build Fortnite.
Hey, listen, Darnell, I believe it. Ain't nothing wrong with Fortnite, bro. I believe you leave that wrong for a little bit. Come to the real land.
Come to the war zone. You know, I download it.
Come to the, you know what I'm saying? It goes down in the battlefield. What y'all be playing over there? I already know what Zay be playing. Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z Fanatic, all for real.
Pokemon.
Y'all ain't got that new Naruto. That's a fighting game, boy. I got it on the Switch, though. You can get it on the PlayStation.
I ain't bought it yet. I'm waiting on Tekken.
Me too.
What you got for closing statements, Wade?
Oh, we wasn't answering the question. I only played TK. That's about it.
Literally, that's it.
What you got, a P5?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to add me. What you got? Man, I deleted my player by accident, man. That's just crazy.
I was crying about that. But, yeah, it's...
Where did you get a plate from?
CURDs, something like that. But, yeah, I had to add you.
Bro, but, yeah. I started streaming.
Well, this Bluetooth, I swear...
You gotta start. He gotta start streaming, Xavier. We gotta set him up. Bro, you gotta start streaming.
Wipe your face.
Okay, mother.
Hey, what you got for closing statements, man?
What I mean?
Oh,
we wrap this up.
Man, no, we great.
We wrap this up.
It ain't time to go.
Brother, we are wrapping up. What do you have to say?
That's a closing statement. I lost $10.
Damn.
First time trying it. Could have got 200 if I hit everything.
Why y'all want to end it? What's up?
Just say you want to come back, bro, and we'll have you on another episode.
Nah, too.
Why? Yo! What?
Listen, though.
I think it's out of control.
Hold on. Don't end me.
I have to give you something to eat. Ain't they since breakfast?
That's crazy. This Last is what I got to deal with on the regular.
Yo. This is amazing. I'm about to download Warzone, too.
He about to say something stupid.
I think he'll come back with the chains on.
He'd have waited all the episode. Is the episode over now?
Two episodes, $2 on the chain. What week is this episode going to be out?
Which one?
This one. Probably like right before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It ain't. Hold on. Merry Christmas, sir. That's crazy. You didn't even wish people a happy Thanksgiving for the other.
Well, I just realized we in the future right now. This is, you know what I mean?
Technically.
We in the past.
This episode will be out on the 20th, which is, you know,
Christmas. That's right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Look, though. Hey. I'm trying to end it, man. Not going on.
Bro, we have to work. Man, if you don't say your
question, we all got to work.
Nigga, nah, you're not about to bully me on my own podcast trying to make me continue it.
Man,
let's do one more topic.
One more.
I heard what you said. I'll wear the chains next go around. You feel me? I would have, you know what I'm saying?
It's your door time.
You know what I'm saying? I would that tonight. I wear the ching chains next time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
But what's important is reading is fundamental. Get your book, bust it down, read it, comprehend it. You know what I'm saying? I read James Patterson book. I like serial killing shit. You feel me? Mystery shit like that. I got a collection.
I can't take you seriously with ranch on your face, dog. Come on, man.
My nigga got a library. Niggas need to have libraries.
It's gone.
That's why we got audiobooks.
Nah, man. We gotta start promoting that. We gotta have a book of the day. Book of the week.
You done let my brother inspire a new damn thing for every episode. Book of the
week.
Book of the fucking week. Y'all need a book of the week. Y'all do this every day? If y'all do it every day, y'all need it. Word of the day is motivation. All right, look, word of the week is motivation.
Motivation. I was going to say bust it down. Word of the episode.
You need to stay out those strip clubs, buddy.
Yeah, I'm on.
Bro, look, next thing you know it, bro, I ain't going to lie.
I'm in rehab.
Knowing Darnell, bro, fuck around, catch him on OnlyFans or porn websites. Like, the way he was talking tonight, boy. He need real titties. Because that's the first thing they pull out.
All right. Shut up. Shut up. No. Shut up. If you enjoyed this episode.
Man, where are you going?
We ending it. If you
enjoyed.
Let me say the ending statement, nigga. Dang. If you enjoyed this. I'm about to boot you out the pod, dog. You be the first. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We out.
No, we not. Y'all. Please don't do the effects.